This week is National Pretrial, Probation, and Parole Supervision Week. And we're speaking with New York City Department of Probation Commissioner Juanita Holmes. Commissioner Holmes took the reins of the New York City probation last year after 36 years with the New York City Police Department. Welcome, Commissioner Juanita Holmes, to the BIN.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Why is celebrating pretrial, probation, and parole supervision week so important?
I think because we get to celebrate the 100,000 individuals that give so much to our population of 6.4 million clients that are on probation nationally. So it's great to recognize them. They enjoy it. They're actually giving back to the community still, although it's their week of recognition. They still do a lot of work, such as Harmony Day and just several events throughout the communities. Giving back to members in the community as well as the clients. So, but it's great. I think probation is just a entity that never really gets the recognition that it so rightfully deserves. A lot of hardworking men and women in New York City, the largest, responsible for approximately about 11,000 clients that we manage. And it's important that they get the second chance, but more importantly, that they stay out of the criminal justice system.
Well, I would love you to explain to our audience who may not quite understand the challenges of probation officers, and I guess explain some of their challenges and their role and your role and how it contributes to safety.
Right. So naturally, probation is an intricate part of public safety in New York City, quite similar to any other public safety entity. But with that, the difference is with probation. You know, we have to get it right. So the minute a client walks through our door, we do what's called an assessment. And we have various assessment tools that have been proven to work. But we're asking various information, just how did you grow up? Where did you grow up at? Did you have a mom and dad that were married? What was your economic status? All of these different ingredients play the role of the proper recipe that we need when it comes to deciding what application of what particular program that they're going to require. It could be educational needs. A lot of our clients come to us undercredited. And with that being said, we have a large population. Naturally, it's male dominated, approximately about 85% males over the age of 24 who really need employment to really stay out of the criminal justice system.
Well, it really appears that the person who wants to go into this kind of work almost has to have a heart for social work. Am I correct?
Correct. So there's a social work aspect, but there is a huge law enforcement aspect as well. Naturally, anyone sentenced to probation is done so by a judge. A lot of times there are stipulations surrounding that sentencing, whether it's going to the individual's home and being able to conduct a warrantless search, which is huge to give someone that type of power to go into someone's home and conduct such a search of an individual. But the systems are really designed to ensure that we are individualizing their assessment, right? There's no one size fits all. We want to make sure that we get it right and identify those that need education, those that need housing. We do have a population of people sentenced to probation that don't have proper housing. So there's a lot that probation officers are doing, I think, that a lot of people really don't comprehend.
If somebody is interested in this type of work, generally, where do they go and how did they get started?
Well, generally, they would actually go to our website, newyorkcity.gov/probation, and go to employment opportunities and simply apply for it. It's a critical time for us now. Like any other agency, we have a huge attrition percentage. So we are actually hiring anyone that has a bachelor's degree, and they don't have to take the exam to be hired. So that's huge. If they're interested, they'll simply go and apply, and then we will give them a phone call and then get the process started. Probation has evolved since probably over the last year since I've been here tremendously, especially in the area of training. Training was 12 weeks. Training is 5 months now because we want to make sure that we create the person that we want managing the particular cases. There's a lot of hands-on training, a lot of scenario-based training. We just really want to give them all the different aspects that they'll be met with being a probation officer initially in the training academy.
Your final thoughts?
My final thought is, please come and join us. I think people would really enjoy this work. It is great work. I don't think it gets the opportunity to be showcased the way it should be showcased. But trust me, probation is definitely on the map now. Deincarceration is major, especially in New York City to the council, the closing of Rikers. We have a conditional release commission that's now been put in place. A lot of people are not going to be serving out their sentence and going to be assigned to probation. So there's definitely a lot of growth that's being done here, and there's room for anyone that's interested in serving in this capacity.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us on the BIN.
Thank you. Thank you.